With SRN News, I'm John Scott. As rescue workers continue searching for flood victims in Texas, on the Salem News Program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Texas Congressman Chip Roy says people in his state are holding up with strength and prayer.
We accept and we grieve, but we move on. And, you know, there was that image that was obviously created that someone circulated of those little girls wearing Camp Mystic T-shirts racing to be embraced with Jesus. And, you know, I think that tells you the perspective of people here. And it runs deep in Texas, as it does in so many places in the country, but particularly in Texas, particularly in the South. People have perspective.
Meantime, the Salem Media, parent company of SRN News, is rushing emergency relief supplies to Texas through the Christian nonprofit organization Food for the Poor. More information on donating is available on the talk show website, HughHewitt.com. President Trump will be in Texas to assess the flooding that has killed at least 120 people. The president plans to tour affected areas by air, meet first responders, and speak with victims' families. More than 160 people are still missing after that flooding 1 week ago. The United States sending weapons to Ukraine by way of NATO.
The president said the U.S. is selling weapons to its NATO allies in Europe so they can provide them to Ukraine. He told NBC that NATO is paying for those weapons 100%. Ukraine badly needs more U.S.-made Patriot air defense systems to stop Russia's ballistic and cruise missiles. The president has repeatedly expressed displeasure with Russia's Vladimir Putin and recently held constructive talks with Ukraine's president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 332 points, the NASDAQ composite 4 points in the red. This is SRN News. New statistics on pornography.
The numbers come from the research group Wi-Fi Talents, and they reveal that 35% of all web data on Earth is porn. The global pornography industry generates about $100 billion every year. Here in the U.S., the average age that a child is first exposed to porn is 11 years old. Wi-Fi Talents also reveals the astounding fact that approximately 28,000 Americans visit pornography websites every second. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats' unpopular support for transgenderism is becoming an issue in various state campaigns. Bill Berrien, a Milwaukee businessman who has just entered Wisconsin's race for governor as a Republican, is highlighting this issue. Berrien faulting Democratic Governor Tony Evers for vetoing a bill that would have barred males from playing on girls and women's sports teams in Wisconsin. This is SRN News. A second Virginia university faces a Trump administration investigation.
The Education Department says it's responding to a complaint filed by multiple professors at George Mason who claim the university is favoring those from underrepresented groups. The complaint takes aim at GMU President Gregory Washington, saying he issued guidance that favored faculty candidates based on diversity considerations rather than credentials. Until recently, the Trump administration's efforts to reshape diversity policies in higher education focused on elite private institutions such as Harvard and Columbia. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A federal judge in New Hampshire has blocked President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. That ruling, issued on Thursday, prohibits the order from taking effect nationwide but allows a 7-day stay for appeal. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.